الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. وقال تعالى: وعلى الله فليتوكل المتوكلون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أنا عند ظن عبدي بي. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. الله تبارك وتعالى has given us a complete and perfect deen. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. Allah says this ayat was revealed on the plains of Arafat, the final Hajj of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ulama have written that after this ayat was revealed, no new commands of Allah came down. Encouragement, etc., warning against them, those ayats came, but the rule, laws, regulations, they were all completed when these ayats were revealed. So, and also Allah give us tawfiq to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that you gave us this Deenul Islam. Just as Maulana explained now, by shukr, Allah Ta'ala increases the ni'mat. So if we will learn to make shukr, Allah will increase this ni'mat. Islam is complete, but our devotion to Islam, our happiness that I'm a Muslim, and we say to Allah, which is also in the words of the hadith, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِسَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولًا وَنَبِيًّا. A person who will read this, Allah Ta'ala will give him great, great position on the day of Qiyamah. So, and we from our heart that, Ya Allah, you made me Muslim. And what a great ni'mat of Allah. How many people are deprived of Islam, they haven't got, and it is just in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Whom Allah wants to give, Allah Ta'ala gives it. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who came for hidayat of mankind, but Allah did not put hidayat in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam's hands. Whom Allah wants to give hidayat. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, make shukr that hidayat Allah kept in his hands. Says if it was in the hands of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his uncle Abu Talib, he should have given him hidayat. He should have given the Quraysh, all of them, give them. Where will Bilal's number come? Who is from Habasha? Far the back. But Allah gives whom He wants to. So from here also, each one of us, how our inclination is to Allah. Just how we turn to Allah. Allah's rahmat also comes accordingly. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that always our heart we make shukr for this great ni'mat of Islam. And then for the ni'mat of Iman. Hey, what a great ni'mat that we have been given this Islam, we have been given this Iman. It isn't a small thing. We have to make lot of shukr. A person in this world also, people who haven't got this Islam, Iman, what are their lives? Alcohol is common, womanizing is common, drugs are common, all the evils. But it is only, we don't realize it, we take it for granted, but it is this Islam and Iman that has saved us from so many wrong things. And then Allah, on top of all that, made us in the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great thing. For such a position, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam of before, they also wanted to be in the, they wanted to be the Nabi of this ummah. What a great ummah this is. And we are part of that ummah. Allah made us out of His fadl and karam. And then the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, when this position was given to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, they desired to become ummatis. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, what is the position of nabuwat? Position of risalat. But so we can imagine how high this position is to be in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But today, small things we are prepared to trade it in. We are prepared to lose it, forget it, forget that we are believers, we forget that we are ummatis. There is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then again, more we have to make also shukr. Allah made us from the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. How many people who claim that they are Muslims, who claim that they are in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but totally wrong beliefs, Qadianis, Shias, so many other groups. Allah, out of His fadl, it was nothing of our doing. Only Allah Ta'ala's fadl, that Allah made us to understand, not understand, but Allah put us in the group of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And then Allah Ta'ala joined us with those ulama, our akabir, our aslaf. What qualities they have got. So no matter how much shukr we make, it's not enough. So when Allah has given us this, Allah give us the tawfiq to appreciate it also fully. And through appreciation, one is in the heart, that a person really realizes it. And he turns and he makes shukr, Ya Allah. And Allah give us tawfiq one time a day, two times a day, we take out some time. And we make this real, connect ourselves with Allah, and we make the shukr to Him for all these great, great ni'mats of His. Allah made me a Hanafi, make shukr for that. Allah made me a Shafi'i, make shukr for that. The four madhahib of Haqq. Whichever one Allah Ta'ala has made us, and we follow that one mazhab of ours. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, the shukr. And then to that is one from the heart. And then verbal shukr also. Allah give us tawfiq to take out time, and that we make the shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And by making shukr, it's Allahu Akbar. Shukr, Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ. If you will make shukr, no conditions. And not that you have to make lot of shukr, not you have to make on a specific time, you just make shukr. So Allah made it so easy, you don't have to have wudu, you don't have to be facing qibla. Now we can't make zuhr if it's not yet zuhr time, it's not yet zuhr time, we can't make zuhr. For shukr we don't have to wait, the time of shukr will come in. Then, or the time of shukr is going to expire, then we can't make. No, Allah left it open. Wherever we are, however we are, we can. And then on that, Allah arhamur rahimin. Allah whose qudrat is unlimited. Allah whose powers are unlimited. Allah who knows our gunas to the depth. What we don't know of our gunas. My niyat, I might think I'm sincere, but Allah knows exactly what our condition is. So much so, a person will say on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, I did it for you. Allah will know us so well, and Allah will say, you are lying. You did not do it for me. What we don't know about ourselves, Allah Ta'ala knows about us. Allah Ta'ala then has promised, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And according to Arabic grammar, the naam with la, it is of stress, that Allah stresses. Then there is noon with tashdeed, noon thaqila, is also for stress. You just make shukr, with no conditions anyhow, you make shukr. Allah says, I will definitely, definitely, undoubtedly, I will increase you in your ni'mat. So, one of the greatest ni'mat, our iman, our Islam. If we will make shukr, then Allah will increase us. That conviction of our iman, and in today's times, it has fallen into great test in the akhirat, when in the qabr, mar rabbuka, we will be asked, then we will know what our condition of our iman is. One good friend of ours, an alim, he says, the condition that has come, he says, I see how, I thought I had strong iman, but now I see what my iman is. He says, when Dajjal come, what will happen? And Dajjal will come on his time. Malakul Maut is coming to us. When he will come, at that time, when it will be too late now, we will see the condition of our iman. Very fortunate is that person. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that Allah opens his condition to him before this condition is opened to him. That he sees his condition, what is the value of my iman, what is the value of my namaz, what is the value of my shukr, of everything. And then he turns automatically that, Ya Allah, I am useless. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Shah, Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, right? He says, turn to Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat writes all the words in detail that, Ya Allah, I want to make my islah. I want to correct myself. I've tried. I failed every time. My nafs, shaitan, overpowers me. I made so many times tawbah. I made so many times istighfar. I won't commit this guna. I won't commit that guna. But I fall back into that guna again. Ya Allah, I can't do it myself. You take over. And the real muslih, muzakki, is only Allah Ta'ala. We will try, and we must keep on trying also. We are mukallaf, we are responsible for that. And the correct way is to do it through a person who will make our tazkiyah. That is, we have connection with somebody, we don't have to be bad, but somebody who we feel will be able to guide me, we take guidance from that person. That is how much we can do. We try. But really then we still turn to Allah. The real muzakki is only you, Ya Allah. Only you can. And you, and how beautifully Hadrat explains it from the ayat of the Quran, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That nobody of you can ever gain tazkiyah, your purification. Only whose mashiyat, who Allah desires it for. And with that fadl of yours, and that rahmat of yours, which is وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ, that fadl and that rahmat, Ya Allah, you make my tazkiyah. And when you are in that position, extend it. My wife, my children, my family, my brothers, my sisters, my all our children, my asatizah, extend it to the ummah, to everyone, our muhsineen, those who are our well-wishers, everyone, Ya Allah, the whole ummah, and for Allah, Allahu Akbar. One time Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a person reads 10 times Qul huwallahu ahad, Surah Ikhlas, Allah Ta'ala builds a beautiful palace for him in Jannah. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, in that case we will build many palaces. In other words, if it's so cheap, so easy, just read 10 times Qul huwallah. And he said it in a tone how will Allah build so many? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Umar, Allah's qudrat is well above that. Not only Allah will do much more, but let us consider how many times do we read even 10 times Qul huwallah. And these amal are valuable. It is mentioned also, when a person is lowered in his qabr, at that time Allah opens up to him what the value of 2 rakats of nafal namaz is. What Allah is going to give on 2 rakats of nafal namaz. On one occasion, Allah opened it on another person who wasn't a dead person, who was busy burying. Immediately he went and he made his 2 rakats of namaz. So Allah gives us so many opportunities, but do we make even, we find excuse easily. And when a person, especially like after farz namaz, as long as a person is in the dhikr of Allah, he's engaged with Allah Ta'ala, malaika are busy making dua to him. Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamuhu. The malaika. But at that time, it is ulama mentioned that when you finish, you want to read your Tasbihat-e-Fatimi, which takes you not even a minute. Or you just want to read your Ayatul Kursi. You want to read your Shahid Allah, etc. A few things. But shaitan reminds you now that you got that work. That one is waiting for you. This is happening. Your wife will get angry. You came late. Now why? Where were you all the time? So easily a person gets, but a person who does it. So anyway, these great ni'mats of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah gave us this deen of Islam. And that we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And so one shukr is in the heart, Allah gives us, verbal also. And then practically to practice this deen. Allah give us to fulfill and practice upon this deen. And at all times this deen, Allah Ta'ala has made it till the day of Qiyamah. All other adyan, other religions that came, they came for a limited time. But our deen is till the day of Qiyamah. It's not going to be cancelled, it's not going to be abrogated, it is the final and the last deen. And Allah gave so that deen, and it is till the day of Qiyamah also, and it is till our mort also. And till the end, we just have to keep on practicing. And it is for all conditions that will come at all times. Whatever the present conditions are, this virus, etc., all that, our deen is above that also. Our deen is for every, all times. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, beautiful, she Hazrat says, whatever conditions come on a person, and all persons, we have conditions. And just explain a little bit about that also. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Qutb al-Aqtab, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that all halat and conditions which come on a person, difficult condition, sometimes in your health, sometimes finance, sometimes arguments and fights in the family, with friends, whoever, whatever all difficult conditions come, lose your job, whatever it might be. So this has been predestined by Allah. It has been written by Allah, and for everyone, for the pious also conditions have been written, and for those who are not obedient to Allah, for them also. And when these conditions come, then a person gets grieved. Naturally, you lost a dear one in your family, you lost your wife, you lost your children, whatever it might be. And Allahu Akbar, just imagine, Maulana Yaqub Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, the Ustad of Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, when there was a plague in that area, Muzaffarnagar and that UP area, at one time, 7 janazas were lined up of his family. They were there, 7 janazas, his daughter, son-in-law, brother, whoever it might have been, 7 janazas. Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, how much of grief must have overtaken my ustad. Hey, 7 family members, not one family. Today we, one family member, we go out of our mind. This is 7. So he went and consoled. Maulana was happy. Allah Ta'ala's hukam. Whatever Allah decrees, I am happy with the command of Allah. And Maulana started consoling Maulana Thanwi, the student who came to console him. He started consoling him. So this is how this Islam, this love of Allah, ishq apna kaam karta raha. Hazrat Shahu Shaykh says that this love of Allah, we talk about it so that it comes into us. Allah bring us to that. And at least to talk about it, to make dua for it. Today, unfortunately, is the time that we are talking against it. And whoever else wants to try and come on to that, we're discouraging those people. We are putting impediments, we are blocking the way for those people. So this complete way of life of Islam will be there. So anyway, just to complete that, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, when these conditions of grief come on a person, this halat, at that time we should do 4 things. One is dua. We should turn to Allah Ta'ala. Second, dhikrullah. Make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Third, remain pabund and firm on deen. Make our namazes on the time as we are required. What we are commanded to do, do what we have been commanded to do. And fourthly, tilawat of Quran Sharif. These 4 things, as it says, then Allah, those are now, all that conditions you are going, when you're eating, when you're walking to the masjid, wherever, when you are going to sleep, you got that worry on your head. All those are times of acceptance by Allah. And all the time of your life of that has become much more valuable to Allah. You become much more dearer, much more closer to Allah in all that time. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala brings, and then Allah's rahmat starts coming down on a person. And Allah's real rahmat is, also Allah give us all proper understanding. We feel that now I was in difficulty, things have eased up now. Things have opened up. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that when on the day of Qiyamah, when a person will see the rewards for the difficulties that came on people, and one's making sabr on that, what Allah is giving in that eternal, everlasting life of the Akhirah, they will wish that my skin should have been skinned alive. I would have made mints. People would have cut me up and made mints out of me. When we see that today, we made dunya adaw, deen also, so that our dunya must go smooth. We ask for afiyat. We are very weak. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught us for afiyat. But the real object is not this dunya's life, and this is not the place for the pay. This dunya for the alif of Allah, nobody can pay for it. The whole world from all together cannot pay for that. That pay will come in akhirat. Today we don't think of akhirat. Today this virus is the topic everywhere. Everything. Nobody of us will talk about qabr. That how we going to answer Munkar Nakir. What is going to happen in the life of the Qabr, the day of Qiyamah. We have to answer to Allah Ta'ala. We have to cross pull Sirat. That we don't talk about today. That this is the thing we have to, just everyone, that we have to conform to regulations. But the regulation of Allah Ta'ala, that we don't even think about it. So we have to think, and Allah Ta'ala says alaysa Allahu bikafin abda, is not enough for his bandas? Allah is enough for us. So we must turn our tawakkul. Allah give us tawfiq that we have that full trust on Allah Ta'ala. وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ, and always they will put fear in you, where shaitan will put the fear of others. This can happen. If you don't do this, you can become sick. What will happen to your children? You're going to die. This will happen, that will happen. They will continuously put this fear into us. And today, they are also what they initiated. It is hitting back the amount of panic that they have put into the people. The amount of fear. Now they are advising, don't get frightened. Don't be panic stricken. But they put all that fear. And we followed it by watching all the TV programs, all the news items, and all that has now come into our mind. We are also fear now, afraid of everyone. Otherwise, at one time, a flu, a person used to take it, that a flu has come, at least I'm going to be resting, I'll be cuddled in my bed, and I'll be spoiled, my wife will spoil me, will pamper me, and few days now, nice rest, no work. But now, just the thought of it also, then a person gets frightened. And it mustn't come to me, it mustn't come in my house. Everyone, how Allah also showed his qudrat, that a flu was regarded as a small thing. Somebody got cancer, very big thing. Somebody got heart problem. Flu is a flu, nothing. But with that same thing, Allah brought the world to their knees. And the whole world, all together, nobody got the answer for that. So we must trust in Allah. We have to turn back to Allah Ta'ala, what Allah Ta'ala prescribes for us. And how this whole virus, whatever it is, it's there. It's a reality. It's a pandemic. It's a plague. It is there. And the consequences also of it are there. But it is from Allah. No matter all the conspiracy, and this conspiracy theories also put more fear into the people's hearts. And when people go into this, then you sort of lose hope also. There is no chance also. Now you fall more prey towards all those things. So, and when you go in that direction, we don't pay attention to our deen. That about deen, tawakkul on Allah. Allah is the doer. We forget that also. Though we were talking of it all the time, Allah is in control of everything. Allah is the creator. Allah is the controller of conditions. To Allah we are going to return. So all that we forget. The life of our qadr, the life of deen. What does deen tell us in these conditions? Now it is only what regulations are. But what does deen tell us? That we are not even speaking. No, it's not even swept under the carpet. It is nowhere in existence. So all that Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, that we consider all those things. And when this is from Allah, the only solution is to go back to Allah Ta'ala. And today we are advised to go away from Allah. But what we have to do is go towards, we cannot escape Allah Ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah also, Allah will announce, who wants to run away, let him run away. Who can run away from Allah? The only way you can run is run to Allah. The more you run to Allah, the more your problems are going to be solved. And for this also we need that conviction in our heart. And that is also only from Allah. Otherwise, with all this, a person goes further away from the masjid, further away from deen, from the regulations of deen. We go further away from it. And the way there is no, in this world also, a person cannot run away from Allah. You have done wrong in your country, you can perhaps skip the country and go out of the country. You can go and hide somewhere in the country, but from Allah, nobody can hide from Allah. Nobody can run away from Allah. The only way is to run back to Allah Ta'ala. And who turns back to Allah, no matter what gunas a person has made, Allah's doors are wide open. Allah, so to say, with open arms, receives that person again. And Allah Ta'ala accepts his tawbah also. A person who makes tawbah, as we heard, Allah accepts the tawbah of a person. We just make tawbah, so we have to go back to Allah Ta'ala. And we turn to Allah Ta'ala. And a mu'min, whenever conditions and halat come upon him, if it is all these things or the present, then وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Believers are those that they put the full trust, and there is hasr in here. That is that they own, the trust is only on Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. And when conditions come from people, then وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. Then also the mutawakkilin, there is nobody else we can trust. Nobody else we can have hope in but from Allah Ta'ala. So we turn to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So in these conditions, let us turn to Allah Ta'ala. And let us also understand, there is no doubt about it. And let us speak about it. When people tell us about things, we listen to people, we also get, we are human beings. We become mutaassir very easily. Insan is such. Therefore, our elders, Allah give us tawfiq to listen to the advices of our elders. The minute we think that, let me hear what the other people are saying. Let me, when you hear that, you become affected by that. And it has an asar on you. We must stick to our deen, Quran, hadith, the teachings of this. People will speak all things about us, but we stick to that way of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So when we listen to other people, we are listening, we are going on the internet, we are going to this site, we are going to that site, we are listening to their news and all that fear comes into us more. Go to Quran Sharif, have Kitab Ta'aleem in the house, read about Fadaila Aman, Fadaila Sadaqat. Let us read these kitabs, even a little while, 2-3 minutes, and this is so powerful, it will outdo and wash out all the wrong in that little bit. These words are such, and the words of read Quran Sharif every day. Allah give us tawfiq. The effect of Quran is so great. The very words, make our dhikr, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And the words alone are also very valuable. And we do it with that there is no power. Nobody can do anything but Allah. Allah is the doer of everything. Everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And with same time, from my heart, I'm taking out every other ilah. Every other thing that I think can have, can do for me, can help me, can, I can trust on, La ilaha, I'm taking it out, illallah, I'm only putting Allah. All my bad habits I've got pride in me, I've got the habit of speaking lies, my anger which I've got in me, all my wrong things that I'm better than other people, all these wrong things, La ilaha, I'm taking it out, illallah, I'm just putting just 100 times a day also. And if a person, this all is such that even if you do it one time, it is a great ni'mat. And you do it 1,000,000 times, you still haven't fulfilled the right. Because the value of it is so great, like the company of our mashayikh. To spend 1 minute is also a great ni'mat. To spend your whole life is also not enough. that so all these ni'mets of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala bless us with, so engaged in these things, our ta'aleem at home, our zikr, etc., this will put us on the right course. And if we're going to be listening, whether it is in our social media, on the groups, whether we are meeting with people, and people are talking of be-imani, people are talking of things which weakens our iman, which weakens our trust on Allah, we could have been, it is such that where, in Urdu they say, ke haati bhi phisal jata hai, that even an elephant, when that mud comes so much, an elephant also slips in that mud. So we can be how strong. Really, we could be strong, but you are in that environment, we expose ourselves to that, we will also get washed away. We will become weak also. So listen to Quran, Hadith, do these little amal, this will strengthen us. And Allah's help is there, there is no doubt. Allah tests us also to see whether we are genuine, but Allah's help is there. So Allah give us tawfiq that we turn more and more towards Allah Ta'ala. And the solution is to turn to Allah Ta'ala. And it is our iman and yaqeen. Though today, unfortunately, as what we read, what we come across, it looks like our iman yaqeen is changing also on these basic things. That, for example, maut is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. This virus or anything else, motor car accidents, heart attacks, anything cannot give maut. Maut is written by Allah. That was our firm conviction, and still it must be there. There are many people now who proved positive for this virus. Allah gave them shifa. They are perfectly well. And there are other people who didn't have anything, but they die. Maut is written. It's not a motor car accident that brings maut. It's not a heart attack. If maut is not written at that time, a person cannot die. It is only in the hand. And at that time, no matter what it is, when maut is written, a person just driving a motor car, he stops on the side. And he passes, maut was written for him at that time. So maut is written. Bimari is written by Allah Ta'ala. Whether we are living right in the middle of all who got this bimari. If ours is not written, it won't come. And if we have taken all the precautions, and we are doing everything, and we're witnessing it, that those people, they get the bimari. What is written from Allah Ta'ala, that is what is going to happen. So Allah give us that conviction. And that our deen, and deen in its proper form, we must try, run back to Allah Ta'ala. Run back to the deen of Allah Ta'ala. The masajid are the places of Allah's rahmat. When we enter the masjid, many masjids have got written, Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik. Oh Allah, open the doors of your rahmat to you. Now we saying that bimari is in the masjid. Nowhere else. It's only in the masjid. Allah says this is the place of rahmat. And we are saying that it isn't anywhere else, it is just here. So this is the place, these are the places, the sajda to Allah Ta'ala, and the brotherhood of Islam, that we remain close. Today the effort is being made to distance ourselves, so much so that now we used to hear instances of other countries. Your father is ill, he's got this virus, the son says, I'm not going to go and visit him also. Whereas that was the time to make khidmat of the father. And bimari is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. There Allah is the controller. So Allah give us tawfiq. And said also it is that today we find that this kind of talk, lawyers are giving the talks of iman. Doctors are giving the talks of iman. Whereas on the other side, we who are supposed to have the knowledge of deen, we are supposed to have deen in our lives, we are saying that this is not in the hands of Allah. This is in the hands of other things. Other things control our lives. So Allah give us all proper understanding. Bring us closer towards Him. And let us understand that deen is our solution. And al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. My ni'mat, Allah says, I have completed my ni'mat, my great favor. A father will say to his children, I gave you people shops, I got you married, I gave you houses, I gave you cars. I made investments for you. What is all that compared to the ni'mat which Allah says, I have completed my ni'mat to you? Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair explains that in ruku, a person says, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, that Rabbi, that Allah is my Rabb, He is mine. But he who is Azim, that Allah is Azim. How great, that great, great being is mine. 8 billion people in the world, whatever the numbers are. What am I? One little individual. But Allah is my Rabb also. How Allah brought that. And who is he? He is Al-Azim. He is Al-A'la. In Sajda, that Ya Allah, you who are the greatest, you are mine. You are with me, Allah. How Allah made it that in our namaz, direct connection. And I'm a nothing, I'm a useless. But Allah, you have said, you have taught me that you are mine. So our connection with Allah Ta'ala, Allah bless us. Let us move in this direction, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us the reality of it, and Allah Ta'ala keep us on it. Take care, keep us with this iman. And today, really, that when we die, as we heard, that mort will also become common, which is nothing to be fear of. We have to die. Everyone has to die. To leave this dunya also is no big deal. Nothing. We have to leave. We are not here for the sake of this dunya. But how are we going to fare in the akhirah? We have to fear Allah Ta'ala. And we have to beg Allah for His mercy. So continuously that fikr also, that how will we enter Munkar Nakir in the qabr? How will we answer to them? How will we fare in the life of our qabr? How will we be on the day of Qiyamah? Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us in this world also, for all the Muslims, the people of the world. Allah in His Qudrat remove this virus also. And Allah Ta'ala, that everything come back to normal and better than before also. And that we be concerned that our musallis mustn't decrease in our masajid. That our musallis must increase, inshallah. And the quality of our ibadat now also must become more stronger and more better. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.